Turning to the broader evolution of the media and entertainment landscape, insights from top industry leaders interviewed by CNBC paint a fascinating picture of what television will look like 3 years from now. When evaluating whether cable television subscribers have finally hit a definitive floor, executives suggest that the decline will continue unabated year after year until sports rights eventually migrate away from traditional cable entirely, though that transition remains at least a decade off. While the cost of free over-the-air retransmission has surged past $30 per customer for what is fundamentally free content, broadcast and cable programming is increasingly consolidating inside massive streaming bundles and dedicated apps. Industry veterans note that while nothing truly goes to zero, reminding us that someone somewhere is still paying for dial-up internet or renting the last remaining Blockbuster Video in Bend, Oregon, the unmistakable direction of travel is a permanent shift away from linear television. When looking ahead to new industry standards expected within 3 years, leaders point toward hyper-personalization, where network algorithms deliver the exact right content to the right user at the exact right time. Advertising is predicted to undergo a massive transformation, mirroring the utility and relevance found on social media platforms, evolving to a point where targeted ads feel entirely non-disruptive and genuinely helpful. Furthermore, simultaneous day-and-date global releases are rapidly becoming an essential evolution for major television events, minimizing regional release windows, alongside a rising trend of major podcasters and live streaming shows being officially licensed to traditional cable and broadcast networks. Moreover, major advancements in artificial intelligence will usher in an era of content without borders, allowing platforms to automatically translate and enable consumers to watch foreign media entirely in their native languages. Regulatory scrutiny and government intervention also remain major talking points across Silicon Valley and Hollywood. Big tech companies have noticeably lost goodwill among political groups, leaving them exposed to intense scrutiny regarding major media acquisitions and tech entertainment convergence, particularly following recent pushback letters from over 1,000 Hollywood professionals regarding industry consolidation. On the topic of sports viewership and ratings, industry experts give a resounding rejection to the notion of a ratings bubble. Rather than declining, sports viewership continues to trend up and to the right, supported by improved Nielsen methodologies that now accurately capture out-of-home viewing and streaming usage. With live sports remaining one of the last true mass-reach cultural experiences that cannot be easily replicated by artificial intelligence, executives firmly believe that premium sports rights will only grow more valuable over time. Shifting over to the artificial intelligence boom and private market giants, Bloomberg Technology reports massive new financial milestones coming out of Silicon Valley. Anthropic has revealed extraordinary second-quarter revenue reaching $11.5 billion, marking a staggering 14-fold increase compared to the same period a year prior. Documents reviewed by prospective investors indicate that Anthropic's annualized revenue run rate successfully crossed $47 billion by May, accompanied by positive adjusted operating income that is easing market anxiety regarding perpetual tech burn rates. This financial leap positions Anthropic alongside OpenAI as both companies edge closer to potential initial public offerings, potentially arriving late this year or throughout next year. While both firms utilize different methodologies for calculating annualized recurring revenue, their aggressive scaling highlights relentless enterprise and consumer demand. Observers note that while OpenAI continues to streamline its product cadence around core consumer and enterprise tools, Anthropic is leaning heavily into advanced capabilities centered on coding, scientific research, and complex work-related applications. Complementing the private AI surge, family offices around the globe have built up billions of dollars in direct exposure to Elon Musk's SpaceX, illustrating an insatiable investor appetite for high-growth category leaders across both aerospace and artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, in the industrial technology space, Bedrock Robotics has officially launched the United States' first fully autonomous excavator, addressing critical labor shortages and structural demands driven by the ongoing infrastructure build-out. Market analysts emphasize that the broader economy is currently digesting the largest capital expenditure surge in history, propelled entirely by an insatiable demand for AI compute. As liquidity waves flow aggressively into artificial intelligence leaders, SpaceX, and chip manufacturers, experts warn that investors must remain disciplined. The physical world is struggling to keep pace with the digital world, creating severe macroeconomic bottlenecks across energy grids, memory supply chains, and specialized hardware. evaluating the durability and asset classification of graphics processing units reveals complex financial modeling challenges. While some market participants advocate for treating advanced GPUs and data center architectures as a brand new standalone asset class capable of attracting dedicated debt and equity financing, long-term investors are urged to factor in the rapid pace of innovation. With hardware memory bottlenecks persisting, next-generation architectures could fundamentally re-engineer or compress memory structures within 3 to 5 years, raising important questions about the long-term depreciation and economic lifespan of current infrastructure investments. The recent reliance on debt and corporate bond markets by hyperscalers like Alphabet indicates that the AI infrastructure cycle is shifting into a riskier phase, competing directly with national deficits and broader housing needs. Consequently, many seasoned market strategists suggest looking past the frontline hype towards secondary and third-order beneficiaries, focusing on long-term bankable assets like purified industrial gases, take-or-pay natural gas power agreements, and electrical grid infrastructure that form the foundational bedrock of the modern data center economy.